the time has come to make another tough choice. As much as I love this job and will always love this city and its residents, I've decided not to seek re-election.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Yeah, Steve Cochran Show continues. Mayor Emanuel is in studio and will join us in just a few seconds. And I just want you to know before we get started, Mayor, that you've changed me. And we're doing a great Apple test now, and I'm trying to find a new Apple because I'm a big Macintosh fan.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find good Macintosh apples. Sandberg tried to sell me on something called the Kanzi. Do you know the Kanzi apple?
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Macintosh. I don't know who's giving you that crap.
One for me and one for you.
You know what? This tells you exactly why yesterday was so worth it. Usually I'm the one that brings the fruits and vegetables about right here. Do you have any natural almond peanut butter for that?
Yes. Put spread on it.
Yeah.
But, God,
let's just try.
Now that's an apple.
This is like the beer summit, but an apple summit.
Do I have to actually report this to the Inspector General, the gift?
Not now.
Is that the one for my sister's tree in Menominee?
Free at last.
Yeah.
That's a Wisconsin apple, by the way.
That is.
Is it?
Yeah.
From a bunch of cheeseheads?
Not bad, though, right?
Yeah. No, it's really good. It's actually really good.
So, anything new with you?
No. You know, the kids are good. They called last night. Anything happening that I should know about?
All right. You were here, I don't know, a month ago? And you were a little frustrated with the day-to-day, but there was no indication that this was on your mind. When was this first on your mind? Mm. Oh, by the way, if you're just joining us, Mayor Emanuel is enjoying an apple and no longer running for mayor.
Right.
Those would be your two things that are happening.
Yeah, but I'm also going to be mayor. I was just on the I told the staff, I told my cabinet, we're doing 2.5 years of work in 9 months, so get ready. I already have my to-do list for schools.
You know, that's a great point. You really have the potential to be a nightmare in these last few months to work
liberated
for.
Actually, it's not radically different. We're going to continue to build on. We just got a host of data on education on both the lowest dropout rate ever and the highest graduation rate ever, the highest math attainment. Mm-hmm. About 60% of our kids are now at or above their grade level in math, 61% in reading. And we're going to build all that, and we'll continue to make the tough decisions so those kids have a better future. Well, that's going to be true about the economics. But
the decision. The decision.
No, well, so
you love this city. You love this. And I know you still love the city, but that's why I was so surprised to hear weren't staying in.
So here's the thing. Doesn't mean there's a lot of different ways to serve and a lot of different ways to advance an agenda. I'll give you two anecdotes to illustrate the point.
Okay.
When I got to Congress, all of a sudden I got into net leadership, and I'm running around the country recruiting candidates and trying to take back the House, and I'm running around. And the responsibility, maybe, which explains why the kids turned out well, really fell on Amy. President Obama then asked me to be chief of staff, I leave, go to Washington, and Amy and the kids don't come for another 6 months so our kids can finish school, and I'm going back and forth. Not exactly easy times in the
country. Can't imagine. It's a lot of stress on a marriage.
All of a sudden, a year and a half later, a year and a half later, I'm moving back to Washington, and Amy and the kids, at the start of their school year, spend the next 12 months, 9 months in school, et cetera, before they move back to join. In the White House, I said to President Obama, okay, we're going to do the health care. I've given you my best advice about how to do this. But one request, it does not fall on Zach's bar mitzvah. And, you know, the prayers are done, the haftorah is done, the Torah is done, and I'm running out, not even doing the wine and candles.
Literally.
Literally go back to my office to get the last 10 votes in the House to pass it. So at some point, and I don't regret having helped pass health care. I don't regret any of those decisions. It's an honor to serve.
But you've been doing 7 days a week for a long time.
For 23 years. Mm-hmm. And through impeachments, through passing assault weapon ban, NAFTA, all this. And I love this city. I love the job, and I love the people. And I love the to and fro of politics. But in a conversation over 3 months or four, quiet walks on the beach, dinner alone when we went to visit, Amy and I went to see Cindy and John McCain at their home in Arizona, different moments that we could escape. Amy would said, I'm in, which is what I love about her. another 4 years, you want to do it, we'll do it.
Yeah, total support.
But at a certain point, you have to be honest. There's all these things in 27 years of marriage that you've asked somebody to delay and defer. And if you have the option to give back and say, okay, because for the first time, our personal lives synced up and with my professional life, or my professional life synced up with our personal life. We are now, as of Monday, empty nesters. And in 6 months, I could run or not run for re-election. And that was a choice, not an obligation. And I owe us.
Well,
we're
I thought
young enough, and
young enough and healthy enough. I thought you put it well yesterday when you said, "Look, it's a job of a lifetime, but it's not a job for a lifetime."
And in the end, in the end of the day, I've struggled to make sure we get universal full day kindergarten for all children, not mm-hmm. some. Universal full day pre-K for all children, not some. A full day for all children. That's about 4 more years for them. It's not about my 4 years. And I love this job. It is really a great job. And it's the best job I've ever had in public life. And I've had a run of them. That said, you know, and I will continue to be an active citizen because here's the thing. Everybody always talks about politicians. In my conversation with President Clinton and President Obama about this, about, you know, oh, this politician's good, this politician's bad, whatever, you know, you need good citizens.
Right. Because okay? that's
you
where know, it starts.
You need really good citizens, right. And citizenship is a verb. And I plan on being I'm not going to go back and say, to be quiet. I'm going to raise issues. I'm going to talk about issues.
But see, that's what I'm talking about. Because here's the thing. I completely respect what you're talking about with your family and your marriage. And nobody's business but yours. And I get it. I really do.
I really appreciate that. Because about 200 people a day outside the house don't think that.
Well, I get that. But,
but
sure.
I really appreciate that you respect that.
No, I totally get that. Having said that, I also know that you don't rise to your level mm-hmm. without... and by the way, you don't rise to the level of hosting a show on WGN without an ego. Without believing that you are the best person yeah. for that job.
Yeah.
So, at a time when I believe this, and this is not guilt, this is just facts. At a time where I believe...
I have 2,000 years of preparation of Jewish guilt. I can handle guilt.
The city, I believe, needs you, mm-hmm. and was that...
Is that an endorsement?
Yes, I'm endorsing the fact that you're no longer in the race.
Should I reconsider right here on the show?
The city needs you. The country needs a major help right now. Yeah. It feels like this would be the toughest time for you to go away.
Well, that actually was a consideration. I mean, I feel the way... So here, on this side, the left side of my brain was all the personal things that were pulling. On the right side was this moral obligation to see the job through. Not that I was the best person the public would to make that decision, but this obligation where people were relying on me from labor, mm-hmm. community groups, business, our civic life, our artistic life as a former dancer that I take important for the value of a city and its own kind of soul. That said, that's what kept pulling me back into the arena. But, you know, part of...
Clock ran out when it ran out.
No, part of life is also knowing, you know, I have done my job, and there's a baton to be handed. And I do, here's what I think in my end. Everybody will take the bookends. What was the world I walked into? What was the world I left?
Sure.
Some will be better, some will not.
Right.
Some will have moved sideways. I get that. That's life. But I guarantee, at least in the areas of the economics and fiscal and education, and in investments in our youth overall, whoever comes next is going to say, thank God he was crazy enough to do that because I don't have to. I'll give you an example. They're going to go, you know, we got $450 million more every year from Springfield finally.
Uh-huh.
Richard J. Daley went down to Springfield to beg. We finally resolved equitable funding of education. I don't think my successor is going to say, send that check back to Springfield. We don't need it.
If they do, that's a problem.
The voters will have picked the wrong
person.
In my end of the day, I have laid my foundation, and I really believe people will not go back on pre-K, won't go back on kindergarten, won't go back to allowing cigarette companies to sell products near our kids, won't go back.
No, because you've done a lot of the heavy lifting.
Mentoring. They will.
Yeah, no, I get that. Okay. I get that. But when we come back, yeah. I want you to tell me who's up to the job. Who is going to take the seat? Who is going to be?
Well, it definitely shouldn't be a media personality. They don't have the discipline.
I got to tell you right now. I got to tell you, based on what we've seen in the last year and a half, it might be tough for a media personality to win right now.
I actually want to talk about what's the next 9 months. I got some ideas, but we'll talk about whatever you want. It's your show, and I kind of feel, you know, I didn't realize you like apples.
We're also going to have to know if the podcast is going to continue the Chicago way.
Of course.
Okay, good.
You want to come on?
Good. Yeah, I'd like to have another swing at that. Yeah,
yeah,
as a matter of fact.
You know, low ratings on that show. I just like
wow, I didn't know that. Oh, that's
come here,
very
come
depressing.
On, let me hug it out. Come here,
I believe the ratings on this show are really strong.
I would love to see, you know, that picture of Mayor Khan from London in the bikini over. I think we should do one of Cochran.
In a two-piece?
In a two-piece.
That'd be a hot look for me.
Or would you prefer like kind of a more kind of...
Modest? No. No. It's a hot look for me, especially late in the summer.
Yeah. I think the new Svelte Steve is the thing, man.
Getting there. It's 7:52. We'll ask the mayor who's next. We'll also ask him what he hopes for the city going forward. And we'll ask him if he wants to be president. You know, stuff like that. No. Don't answer till the break. It's 7:52, Steve. What's coming up?
The family of Laquan McDonald speaking up publicly ahead of the trial of Jason Van Dyke. We'll have that coming up at 8 o'clock from the WGN Newsroom.
Watch for some emergency road work going on. Inbound side of the Bishop Ford pavement buckle at Stony Island. Left lane is blocked with that. Heavy delays. Also a car fire on 88 eastbound at Finley. That's in the left lane. Very tight on 53 this morning through the road work southbound Ran to I-90. Travel times very high. An hour 15 on the inbound Ike from 53. 50 for Mannheim. Inbound Kennedy is an hour and a half from O'Hare. 56 from the Edens. 46 out. 32 on the Edens both ways. Inbound Stevenson. 50 from the Tri-State and the Ryans at 30 from 95th into downtown. And Metro Union Pacific Northwest line trains running up to 20 minutes late. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mayor Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
It's Kopech's commercial, Kavanaugh's hearing, and what if you could vote for more than one candidate for mayor? Legally, in many cities they do. It's called ranked choice voting, and I'll explain why it might be a good idea in Chicago.
John Williams, this afternoon at 1 on 720 WGN.
Used to have a sliding patio door. Needed to be replaced probably 10 years ago, and we finally were like, it's got to be done.
We are talking today with mega customer Andy Ingalls of Chicago.
The handle was broke. We were using a 2x4 for a lock. We got a new door, and we were going to install it ourselves. I was thinking, maybe not so much. And we looked for a contractor, and one was out of business. The other guy came in, and he didn't really even look at anything. It was kind of strange. And I heard a MegaPros commercial on the radio. Well, it sounds interesting. So I called him, and the guy knew what he was talking about, came out and sat with me and described what they were going to do, and I was like, sounds a little more reasonable. They took the old door off, put the new one on, and looks pretty nice. I expected it to be good, but it was better than I expected.
One mega call does it all.
847-658-8989. 847-658-8989.
MegaPros.com.
One mega call does it all.
Over the past 3 years, new vehicle leasing has exploded in popularity in the Chicago market, and that's good news for Chicago consumers. Thousands of low-mileage cars and trucks are coming off lease in great condition, and now they're available for purchase at your Chicagoland new car dealers. These vehicles are safety inspected and certified to be sold with manufacturer warranty at the most competitive prices. Click over to drivechicago.com for a comprehensive listing of the best used vehicles in the Chicago market today. That's drivechicago.com.
You've got a lot riding on the dependability of your car or truck. Why waste a sick day because your car won't start? Choose wisely where you get your car serviced. Your Chicagoland new car dealer has factory-trained technicians with specialized tools and top-quality replacement parts to fix your car right the first time. With a listing of 400 franchise dealers, find a service location today at drivechicago.com. Log on to drivechicago.com for all of your service needs.
Know what today is? Today is your day to enjoy a party in the park. Join AARP in Chicago at Union Park on Saturday, September 8th. They'll have games for all ages, exciting giveaways, and live music. Plus, you'll be able to meet the AARP family, our special guest, the Zebra Sisters, and learn more about their other upcoming events. So grab your friends, bring some picnic food, and come take on today and every day. Learn more at aarp.org/Chicago.
The Midwestern University multi-specialty clinic in Downers Grove offers a comprehensive patient-centered healthcare experience. Their dental institute, family medicine clinic, speech-language institute, physical therapy institute, and eye institute. At their clinics, you will receive exceptional care from a team of highly qualified faculty and students. Learn more at MWUClinics.com or call 630-743-4500. That's 630-743-4500. The Midwestern University Clinic, your family's home for health care.
The job of a lifetime, but it is not a job for a lifetime. You hire us to get things done and pass the torch when you've done our best to do what you hired us to do.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Coming up, more stories that matter. Steve Gazanich will join us from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio in a second. Mayor Emanuel's here. Yesterday, he had a little surprise for us when he announced he's no longer seeking re-election. And one of the things that people are saying is the trial, the McDonald trial starts, and you don't want to be any part of that. My point was, when somebody brought that up, is you're still the mayor.
Yeah.
This thing starts now, so whether you're in the race or not, that doesn't matter. But that's one of the things that's come up.
And look, here's the thing. I'm the mayor. I'm going to see through later on today. Like always, I have my weekly meeting with the Chicago Police Department leadership, and we're going to make sure that the city keeps moving, and there's an ability for people to express their views outside the courtroom. But I'm still the mayor, and that has nothing to do with it. This is a personal decision.
But when some might say that the timing is precarious, this idea that you
Think I planned my daughter's drop off at college around this?
No, I don't think so. But the question being that this is a huge moment in Chicago. There's a lot of political ramifications. There's stuff that's going to come out in the trial. So you tell us right here that that has nothing to do with your decision to not run for real. The other question that comes up is about who and Steve had teased to this as well about who might be next. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of questions about, have you talked with your political allies, your fundraisers, about a succession plan, about some other candidate that's not in the race right now that may be someone who
would know?
Of course, yeah.
No, so here's
I think the people of Chicago would like to know.
How about this? Is the next mayor of Chicago already in the race?
No. That's not my,
No, they're not, or no, you're not answering the question?
It depends what the word is means. What is the meaning of his?
Is the next mayor here's the thing. In the race yet?
I don't think so.
Okay.
And I think here's the thing. The public knows that this is a very big job.
Yeah.
And the mayor cannot be a one-trick pony. You can't just speak on one issue. You got to do economic development. You got to do education policy. You got to be able to get money out of Springfield and Washington. You got to have an ability to actually invest in our neighborhoods, transportation, library, schools, and park system. You got to deliver neighborhood services. I mean, one of the things we're doing by the end of the year, we're taking the 311 from a landline system to a mobile technology, and that is a key part of you got to do it all. Okay. You got to make sure when there's a snow, it gets plowed. And you got to have an idea about schools. So my view is the voters are going to, their candidate or mayoral candidates is not, the list is not done. It's going to shake out for about a month. And then the voters will make a smart decision of who can fill that office. And what I mean by that is you're not going to shrink the mayoralty. And there's got to be a mayor that actually fills this job and has the personality, the vision, and the guts to get it done, whether it's tightening up the fiscal picture, ensuring that we continue to build on the educational gains we've seen in the last 7 years, or making sure that we get the investments we need throughout the city.
There'll be a lot of talk about your legacy, what mm-hmm. kind of mayor you had in two terms you were here. Mm-hmm. You've already, in this conversation, talked about some of the things that you will hang your hat on. Mm-hmm. For you, what are some of the things that you would consider failures? That you did not do well as a mayor?
Well, I think first of all, not to do this, but the biggest thing will be what I've done for kids. And
it's an undeniable success, but what's one you want back?
The back is, it's clear, is not having people kill people in their own neighborhood and community. It's in their own parts of, I can give you parts of the city that are as safe as Manhattan, Los Angeles, and I give you other parts. It's just, and I will grapple. I understand poverty. I understand all the conditionality that goes into them, but it's not determinative. It's influential, but not determinative. And I will never get the idea that somebody can walk an 11-year-old off a basketball court, walk him 100 feet,
and shoot him
into an alley as retribution.
It's unbelievable.
To corner the father. And at no point in that 100 feet does a moral voice go off and say, what I'm being asked to do is wrong. And that's not conditionality. That's not environment. Although those are influential, they're not determinative. In the end of the day, you cannot walk away from individual's decision. And I think one of the things that's harshest on my soul is I ultimately believe in the goodness of human nature. I do. What I don't understand is evil. And we have to come to terms that there is places where evil exists. And that, to me, that's taking your question farther than you want. But to me, the thing that I will, and it's part of my responsibility, is to make sure that children know laughter, not gunfire. And
They ought to be able to be kids.
And I don't know. You can say it's my fault. I think it's bigger than me. But I'm here, mayor, and I'm responsible. And I take a responsibility for it.
Well, and it does come back to the office, fairly or unfairly. Have we got time for one more segment with you?
I'm fine. As long as I don't have to eat another apple.
All right. I thought you liked the apple.
No, I don't. I would like to actually get my big shoulders coffee again, but one cup of it. I made a mistake.
Yeah, we'll get you out of here in the next few minutes because you still have a city to run. But let's come back and do that, and we'll get the news in just a second on 720 WGN.
For the last 7.5 years, I've given my all every day and left everything on the field. This commitment has required significant sacrifice all around. Now with our 3 children in college, Amy and I have decided it is time to write another chapter together.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Mayor Emanuel is here, announced yesterday he will not seek re-election. He hasn't told us yet who the new mayor is going to be. Having said that...
I think that's the voter's choice.
It is?
Yeah.
Will you run for office again?
Probably not.
But the door is not closed, as we say?
Well, I think I'm 58, and it's crazy to say that. And somebody said, well, you said that at that time. I don't know, but I can't imagine after Congress and mayor running for another office because it has to be intellectually stimulating. It has to be a place that you can make a difference. And that's what I'm interested in doing. So
probably not.
I think I said that earlier, but you made me explain it. Probably not. Thanks for summing up what I just said, Steve, with such eloquence and
clarity. Somebody's got
to
drive.
To observe the obvious.
Somebody's
got to
take the ship.
How much they pay you here?
It's $15 an hour. It's going well for me. It took me a while to get to the number.
Not $15, $12. That's the
I just got to 15.
It's 12.10.
12.10,
okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. President, will you run for president?
No.
Never.
Not a chance.
Because you've been there, you've seen it, and you don't want to be a part of it.
I've done 8 years at the highest level as a chief of staff, and at the highest level a staff person can do. And that's not where I want to go. I actually believe municipalities, local government are the places you can still put your thumb on the scale.
Yeah.
It starts local. It does. And I'll give you one of the things that touches my life most about my tenure as mayor is the free community college. The Chicago Star Scholarship, if you get a B average, we make it free. And if you keep the B average, every university gives you a discount. Because in the end of the day, no middle-class family should have their children's future either in debt or because they have to take a second mortgage or a second job. And to me, that's going to be the thing. 72% of the kids that take it are the first ones in their family to go to college. And to me, of all my tenure in public life, that's one of the top 5 things I think I've done to tilt the scales towards a more equitable future.
Yesterday, the papers and a lot of the media that responded and had analysis to what will be your legacy referred to you as a downtown mayor, as someone who did well for downtown Chicago, see the cranes and the economic opportunity here downtown, but did not do as much for the neighborhoods. Do you agree with that assessment?
Well, no, I don't agree with it because in the end of the day, everything that we try to do to meet every opportunity and solve every problem is in our classrooms, and you can't have the type of gains that we're making in reading, graduation, international baccalaureate programs in our schools that is not part of the neighborhoods. And so, in the end of the day, here's my view. I'm not really interested in what people say on day one. It's not why, I'm reminded of what Teddy Roosevelt said about the critic versus the people in the arena. for people that sit on the outside and never actually have the guts to get in the arena and try to make something happen.
Jump in the pool.
No, they're people who live within the cozy comfort of a column, I don't really have a lot for. And so what I would say to you is, as time goes, people will, things will settle in and you'll be able to get a perspective. I know where the mentoring program is. It's in our kids' lives that are out throughout the city of Chicago. I know where our summer jobs and after-school investments are. I know where kindergarten is taught. I know where pre-K is taught. I know where we ban cigarettes and the habit for children. And I know where our international baccalaureate. Those are all in the neighborhoods. I know where the Red Line is, and I know where President Obama's library is going to be. And I know where Whole Foods is in Englewood. I don't want to go down this list, but let me say this. I'm proud that our Central Business District is growing and thriving because it gives us the revenue to invest in our kids' lives. And without a thriving Central Business District, no city is a world-class city. And to pit, once again, for everybody to just pit one side against the other means that
they're... Why do you think they do that?
Hold on.
In my view, that fits an old paradigm. If you're going to be a world-class city... And one of the things I'm proud also of is we've made the Central Business District a revenue source to invest in our children and in our families and in our retail businesses in the neighborhood. And I think as time settles and you are done with trying to make political points, my guess, like the Neighborhood Opportunity Fund we created, I don't think anybody's going to actually get rid of it. In fact, I think they're going to build on it because it's innovative and different.
And if I know politics, take credit for it. I know we're over time here.
What a shock.
We're over time here, but...
We're not over time. There's no overtime when it comes to you.
To the Steve Cochran Show?
You lovable little character, you. You are so cute.
Thanks, I see that.
Yeah. I look at cute, I see Steve Cochran.
You look it up in the dictionary, it's hard to argue. Okay.
How could there be an overtime in the affection I have for you, Steve?
Well, that's very nice of you. And it's I
actually should have changed the speech. I've come to a point in my relationship with Amy. I want to spend more time with Steve Cochran. Now, we would have gotten the whole legacy to be written in a whole different way.
There would have been a discussion about your own mental health, let alone the guy in the White House. What's one thing, I promise I'll let you go, but what's one thing you didn't know when you took this job that you would like the next mayor of Chicago to know?
Well, that's a fair question, which I will answer later, because I'm going to leave a note in the desk for the next mayor, and I will give him that guidance. I am determined to make sure that the transition works, that they are going to be happy, that every department is set, ready, they can hit the ground running with their team. But there's a lot depending. First of all, whoever comes with whatever experience, that's not going to be what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to try to give them things that they don't know about their own experience. In the same way, I didn't have certain knowledge about certain things that come with this job. And I used to say, I said this to President Clinton, who was in the first year of his second term. If we knew in the first year of the first term what we knew by the first year of our second term, we'd be geniuses. And there's nothing that you can do, guide, help, advocate.
You got to.
But at the end of the day, you got to get in the chair in the cockpit seat, and only you can learn it. And you have to have the judgment and the capacity both to learn and distinguish between which balls you swing at and which balls you let go.
And make your decisions and live with them.
Totally.
I appreciate it very much, and I look forward to continuing the conversation as we go forward. There's people that can line up all day and take swings at you. I think the city's better for your service, and I appreciate that as well.
Thank you, Steve.